This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from March 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Cirrus Aircraft has a deal to be acquired by the China Aviation Industry General Aircraft Company Limited. The new owners say they'll work with current management. The FAA has issued TSO and STC for the Avidyne DFC-100 digital flight control system in the Cirrus SR-22 and SR-20. A New York surgeon was fatally injured Saturday when the BAC-167 Strike Master he had just purchased went down in the Hudson River following a low pass over Kingston Ulster Airport. The first production F-35 Lightning II made its inaugural flight Friday in preparation for delivery to the U.S. Air Force this spring. Japan, faced with lengthy program delays and potential technology transfer restrictions on the F-35, is said to be considering a pitch from Eurofighter for the Typhoon. The International Association of Machinists says flight attendants at Continental Airlines have voted to ratify a new interim contract that will raise their top base pay to $52.53 per hour. The first two recipients of the Vicky Cruz Memorial Scholarship are Kelly Marie Hoffman of San Carlos, California, and Christy Lynn Garvin of Powder Springs, Georgia. They'll each receive $1,000 toward aerobatic or unusual attitude training. The Women in Aviation International Convention in Reno, Nevada over the weekend reports a successful event with almost 3,000 attendees from the U.S. and 22 foreign countries. The A320, which was the subject of the Miracle on the Hudson, will finally make it to Charlotte to become a museum display. And a Washington state lawmaker apparently had two prepared emails ready to go when the KCX decision was announced to comment appropriately on whether Boeing had won or lost. He distributed the wrong one. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, two interview clips from last summer with Cirrus Aircraft CEO Brent Wouters, which make really interesting review given today's news. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.